It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Several city blocks in Denver where people have been living in tents were closed off Tuesday so city workers could clear the streets. Denverite's Donna Bryson has more.
Police surrounded the area near Curtis Park Neighborhood Elementary School with chain-link fencing. The cleanup scattered people experiencing homelessness at a time when Denver officials and shelter providers are worried about whether they have enough beds. Existing shelters have had to reduce beds in order to follow social distancing guidelines. And it seems that more people are on the streets because of the economic slowdown created by the pandemic. With winter approaching, Denver's preparing to open a new shelter. This is Donna Bryson, Denverite.
There is a state fund meant to help keep people from losing their homes to the pandemic, and that emergency rent fund has paid out about $7.5 million to cover housing costs for people in need. That leaves about $22 million in the program that state lawmakers created over the spring and summer. Both renters and landlords can apply. In Colorado Springs, a new commission on police accountability has its first set of commissioners. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Colorado Springs City Council unanimously approved the appointed community members, in addition to two alternates. Each district is represented at least once on the commission. Councilor Wayne Williams says the selection process was intensive, but
I don't think I've ever gone through a process that started with 800 people and wound up with 13 before. I look forward to your recommendations, both short-term, things that you may be able to address quickly, and long-term, things that may require more study.
Commission members were randomly selected to serve 1-, 2-, and 3-year terms. Some could serve up to 7 years. Now, those appointed are coordinating schedules in order to plan their first meeting. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
In Colorado Springs this morning, it's 61 degrees, 57 in Denver. Highs will be in the 80s around the metro area and staying in the 70s in the Springs this afternoon. This is CPR News.